Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
B-Pod Studios.
More of Toucher and Rich.
Golf is never what you think it is.
On Boston's home for sports.
Some people just love to speak in emoji there, Fred.
98.5.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you. App.
Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, for some reason I was listening to Pellegrin Maz yesterday, and I think Jim Murray, brother of the great Joe Murray, made an excellent point. He flat out just said, you can't cut Cam now. I don't know if you've seen the news over the past couple months, but two white quarterbacks, white coach, white everything, racist New England, and you're going to bring Cam Newton in and cut him? I'm sorry. They are not.
No, they're not going to cut
him. They got to be committed to him at this point, even if he's not good. It's the whole Kaepernick thing. You can't bring him in because you're terrified he'll suck and you have to cut him.
Oh, that's two different scenarios. No, Kaepernick is that's completely different because you're bringing in a guy. Now, listen, I think that
it's going to get politicized. Richard Sherman already did it, and if you cut Cam, yeah, if you cut Cam Newton, it's going to become a politicized issue.
Not if he's injured. Not if he's injured.
Yeah. All right. If his arm falls off, then I understand.
It's funny. We did 4 hours of the show yesterday, and all we talked about was Cam Newton's ability. We never talked about his race or anything like that. And the other shows did bring this up. Yes, I heard it.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
App. Boston sports fans start their day with Toucher and Rich.
There's a disagreement here in studio.
How unusual.
I'll tell you what, it's what makes us different that makes us great.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
985, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Dan, go ahead.
Hey, for some reason, I was listening to Pellegrin Maz yesterday, and I think Jim Murray, brother of the great Joe Murray, made an excellent point. He flat out just said, you can't cut Cam now. I don't know if you've seen the news over the past couple months, but two white quarterbacks, white coach, white everything, racist New England, and you're going to bring Cam Newton in and cut him? I'm sorry. They are not.
No, they're not going to cut.
They got to be committed to him at this point, even if he's not good. It's the whole Kaepernick thing. You can't bring him in because you're terrified he'll suck and you have to cut him.
Oh, that's two different scenarios. No, Kaepernick is that's completely different because you're bringing in a guy. Now, listen, I think that
it's going to get politicized. Richard Sherman already did it, and if you cut Cam, yeah, if you cut Cam Newton, it's going to become a politicized issue.
Not if he's injured. Not if he's injured.
Yeah, all right. If his arm falls off, then I understand.
It's funny. We did 4 hours of the show yesterday, and all we talked about was Cam Newton's ability. We never talked about his race or anything like that. And the other shows did bring this up. I heard it, and I don't know.
You know what, Joe?
Yeah.
It didn't even occur to me.
Me either. I'm being serious about that.
I don't see color. Mm-hmm. I just see
we're
humanity.
The most progressive show on 98.5 Sports.
I mean, you know.
Where I'm going with this, guys?
That's not saying much.
Where I'm going with this, if Stidham beats out Newton, Newton's going to have to accept the role of being a backup, which, right, we don't know.
Okay, if he has to accept the role as a backup, if they were to cut him, it would become a thing.
Yes, I think it would be. But, hey, listen, you know, I think Newton also has to look at it as Jameis Winston's going to be a backup in this league. There are other guys that, you know, could be starters that have accepted backup roles.
But he is a, you know, a Super Bowl quarterback who didn't fall on the ball, if you know what I'm saying. He didn't cover that fumble. But, he's a different kind of
But, hey, listen, they brought Tim Tebow in, right? And like, they let him compete. It didn't work out, and he got cut.
Yeah, and then they had a guy stand in front of our station waiting for me to get fired because I made fun of Tebow. So I'll raise you that.
Fred, I think of that Tim Tebow thing, and it's amazing how, like, sensitive people were to that. I remember I even had people saying, if you critiqued his football play, all of a sudden, you were anti-Christian.
Well, that was the age of, well, if you can't say this about black people, why should you be able to say it about him? And that was the whole thing. Because Imus had just gotten in trouble for the Syracuse basketball thing. And so the thing that was against me was, well, you know, it's a double standard, even though what I said was not even, I mean, it was nothing. The most unfortunate thing about it wasn't funny.
But Fred, the main thing was that if you said anything football-wise about his performance, you would be called an anti-Christian. It was like, you don't like him because he kneels. I'm like, no, I don't like him because he sucks. He's not any good.
I liked him because he put Bible verses under his eyes. I thought that that was very good.
I thought that season where he was with Denver and those four or five games and the way that they ended, it was must-see television. Like, he would suck for 3.5 quarters, and then all of a sudden at the very end, or whether it went into overtime, like, he would pull something out of his ass that was like, where did that come from? Don't get me wrong.
There was no doubt he was a good football player. He wasn't a good quarterback. And I don't think for 16 games, it would have worked. Yes.
No.
It was exciting as hell. Work.
He should have played tight end, but he was too slow to play tight end.
He didn't want to play another position. That was his problem.
One of the most rewarding games was that playoff game where the Patriots just destroyed them. Because it was just like, now you're going to be exposed. Because remember, that big win that they had against the Steelers were all broken and cobbled. I think that, like, Roethlisberger had gotten hurt, and like, there were a couple other injuries on the team.
They didn't think he could throw that post to Demaryius Thomas, who beat everybody down. You know what I mean? Like, they were like, all right, if you're going to beat us here. And he threw it and it worked. But listen, he had the Patriots against the ropes too in Denver, and the Patriots figured it out over time there. But You know, Cam Newton's a different beast if we're comparing the two. Newton's probably a better passer. He's not the most accurate passer, but
probably a better passer.
He probably is.
I've been told by people in the NFL that Tebow is by far the worst quarterback they've ever seen.
He just is not, you know what it is? He doesn't have like a pure motion for a left-handed thrower.
But Tim Tebow had practiced like in preseason. Yeah. Remember when the Patriots brought him in? There's a report that he threw a ball and it hit like somebody on the sideline. Yeah.
It's like Hackenberg and him are like the two worst quarterbacks that people have ever seen in preseason.
I will say this though, if Newton,
and by the way, Hackenberg not looking to play baseball.
Play baseball. Well. I was just gonna say that. But one thing is, if the Patriots are known to do this, they bring guys in or whatever. If it doesn't work here, he might be done. That's one thing with about Cam Newton here. If this doesn't work out, like he probably won't get a look elsewhere. And that's happened to a bunch of guys that have come here. You come here, it doesn't work out, you're out of the league. Chad Ochocinco is one big name that was here and it just never worked out. There have been other guys that have come here. Reggie Wayne retired. Like other guys, it just couldn't work. Joey Galloway out of the league.
Well, Joey Galloway just sat there looking confused. So yeah, I mean, there's been guys who can't make it work, but the signing of Cam Newton has become politicized.
Could be career suicide for him if it doesn't work out here.
That is,
and
true.
I wouldn't be surprised if he was cut. I really wouldn't.
Really?
They would only cut him, I think, for health reasons. I mean, any other reason. Like, if he's healthy and he can play, he's going to start. I mean, there's no question he's going to start. You don't think Bill Belichick would want a veteran in there, a guy who's got at least a threat to be able to run the way that he can? I mean, you just got to – what?
He's not going to run. So that's,
he's going to run because that's part of who he is.
No, he's not going to run.
He might not be the runner that he was
in 2015.
I think he'll be in his game. I think he'll be a threat.
It's part of his game.
You think he's going to run?
I think he'll run at times. Yeah, I do. I don't think he's going to run 100 times like he has in the past.
Good, then he'll play one game.
No, I think in a goal line situation, like, he can run.
On the one? He can do a Brady and
just
fall through
the line? No, I think within
the
red zone, he's a threat to run.
How about this, Fred?
I wouldn't
want
him
running.
Will he
get the calls here? Because remember how, like, the one thing about Cam Newton you could say is that guy got helmet-to-helmeted more than anybody else and no calls were made.
Yeah.
More than any other player that I could think of. I mean, that guy got wrecked, and he would never get flags. I'm wondering if, now that he's a Patriot, whether that all changes.
Ooh. If I'm a Patriot, I never throw a flag at all.
I mean, Brady got some calls.
I say,
well,
that,
of course, he did.
I say that you get what you deserve.
Aaron Rodgers got two calls in the same game on Trey Flowers on a Thursday night game, which we think was a part of the wrangle, which could be coming back soon. It was yesterday we were looking at some odds.
Uh-huh.
The wrangle could be there's they don't know how some of these refs are going to travel, especially in baseball.
I'm curious
if there might be a wrangle.
Flying an airplane. the air's filtered, stupid. Don't know if they can travel. They're so much better off. Don't travel. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just read that story. Thought that was interesting.
So they're just going to have the umps stay in a city?
They might do that, was the article. And it went on to they want to curtail umpires' travel, was the word. They might work entire home stands. Thanks to that degree.
That's just stupid. I'm not dismissing the coronavirus. I'm dismissing the idea that if you fly, you're in some kind of inherent danger that is any worse than being anywhere else. I guess the airport, maybe.
Well, I think it's that you can't distance yourself.
Yeah, the other thing they're going to do is,
though, on the planes, they don't do the middle seat. What?
So they mentioned that, like, if you're in a like Chicago or like New York, like they're going to have to like drive. Like if you're within an hour or like an hour and a half, they're going to let the refs, the umps, drive to those locations, especially in baseball.
Oh, well, that sounds like fun. You're better off on a plane than you are driving. You want to go to some...
That's true.
Yeah, you want to go to some sketchy gas station and start touching everything? You're much better off flying. I think I read that on CNN.
Your car or an airplane? I mean...
No. In your car... Oh, you can? Yes, I understand a car, but you have to get out of the car. You have to get out of the car and pump gas or get out of the car and take a leak. There's things you have to do in a car that you don't have to do on an airplane.
But well, you got to take a leak on a plane.
No, you don't.
I can't.
Joe can't.
That's right.
And I didn't on the way here. My wife and kids are on two flights today, and I can assure you that they're not taking leaks. I mean, you don't have to take a leak on a plane. I mean, if you're on a puddle jumper or if you're on an hour and a half long flight, be a grown man. And by the way, even if you had to take a leak on a plane, at least you could just hold something in your hand and touch everything. I read something on CNN that it was better to fly than to drive long distances.
Well, you haven't mastered the touch-free bathroom visit? Oh, I've mastered that years ago.
Yeah.
No, the hands-free bathroom visit?
But you're touching your fabric of your clothes on it.
Well, you could do an elbow. You do the elbow door open.
Yeah, but your elbow is still being touched.
Well, I'm not putting my elbow in my mouth, though.
Oh, well, you're the guy.
One thing before the break here, just to cut this topic off.
No, don't, because I'm taking a call. Okay. Tom, go ahead.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Hey,
what's up, Tom?
Hey. So I just wanted to say, like, Fred, I'm not sure if you were aware, but they've actually started filling commercial flights.
Delta and an American?
Starting tomorrow, American is, yeah.
To capacity.
Okay, so starting tomorrow, yeah. All right. They as of today, they have not. You know why? Because people are starting to fly again, and it's almost impossible to get a flight right now. We need to use a travel agent to get our flights because you can't get through to any of these places. So, yes, I guess that would be out of necessity. But today, my wife and children are going to be in the same row. They're allowed to, because they're blood relatives, they're allowed to sit in the same row. All right, Jim McBride is going to talk to us. He of the Boston Globe. And we're going to talk about what's going on with the Cam Newton, what's going on with the Jared Stidham, what's going on with the whole shebang. We'll talk about that in just a moment.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada, a destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Sports Hub. Toucher and Rich.
Good morning, guys. How's everyone today?
Oh, it's just a day after day of delight.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I don't think they're going to hand the job to Cam Newton. That said, I think Cam's clearly the favorite for the job now. They're going to make him earn it. And they basically spent the entire offseason preparing Jared Stidham to be the starter. Now on the doorstep of training camp, they're giving him competition. They can continue to develop him. Maybe he wows you. If he doesn't, you've got a great answer for right now. And either way, you're throwing multiple darts at the dartboard. Don't forget, that's how the Seahawks found Russell Wilson.
Stop stealing my takes, Bert. They just give Flynn all that money in the offseason, and then they took a... That's what I said. You got to... You know, I'm the only one who says that. You got to take a quarterback every draft. You understand what I'm saying? Come on now, boy. Here?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Jim McBride has often sought counsel with me for my advice on the NFL and its particular combatants. He covers the Patriots for the Boston Globe, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. McBride, hello.
Hello, guys. How are we this morning?
Well, you would know because you were calling me this morning to get my counsel on what was going on in the NFL.
I thought we had a little patient, therapist confidentiality. So I didn't want to say anything.
I have so many therapists, Jim, that I don't know if I could have any conversations without giving something up. All right. In all seriousness, if I'm a Patriots fan, which I am not, but if I am a Patriots fan, do I want Stidham to beat out Cam Newton? Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I think it's a possibility. I think that creating competition is always something Bill's going to do, and you know, this is a classic example of that. You know, everyone had Jarrett's penciled into the top of the depth chart, but to drop a bomb like this, it creates competition for Jarrett, it creates competition for Cam, and it makes this team better. This is going to be one strange training camp as it is, you know, because I think it's going to be a little condensed, and you know, the learning process is going to be tougher. So this is really putting his feet to the fire, and it's finding out if Cam still has the fire to play. You know, certainly you look at his Instagram posts and you think he does, but it's going to be very interesting. I think, you know, with Jarrett's year in the system, he knows the offense better than Cam, but he obviously doesn't have the experience Cam has. So, you know, it represents a really nice battle, and it's going to be interesting to watch. I just hope they let us watch it.
All right.
Do we know anything about
it? I had my hand up if you would only be here. Can't imagine why you wouldn't be. Jim, my question is, do you think if there wasn't the coronavirus and that there was more opportunity for the players to be together, that maybe they don't make this move?
Yeah, maybe. I mean, if they get to see more of Stidham, you know, during the off-season program, running the first team all the time in OTAs and mandatory mini camp, which we don't have, maybe they see something then that says, hey, you know, we're perfectly comfortable with the way it is, and we don't need to go out and get someone else. But you know, there were so many, you know, unknowns this offseason because of the coronavirus that, you know, why not take a chance on a guy whose price came down, who has a proven track record, and if he's healthy, you know, can give you something that nobody else on this roster can.
Okay, this is going to be weird this offseason more than any, because, I mean, you've got a guy who's unproven in Jarrett Stidham, and you have a guy in Cam Newton that you don't know if he's healthy. How tough is it going to be with this shortened preseason and the proposed two preseason games and really not much of a workout schedule? How tough is it going to be to figure out who's the guy during that shortened period?
Yeah, extremely. You know, I think the first 2 weeks of camp are going to be all conditioning. They're not going to be able to install much because you have to protect yourself against injuries because you just don't know what kind of shape guys are in because you're not there working out with them. So some of that stuff that gets installed during the off-season program is going to have to get installed during those first 2-3 weeks of training camp. So that makes it tougher to evaluate a guy because you're just looking at conditioning. So it's going to be really tough. And, you know, it was going to be tough anyway at the quarterback position because the Patriots had four guys already before Cam came. So, you know, now with five guys, I don't ever remember the Patriots having five quarterbacks on the roster. So to get enough snaps in a condensed training camp with only two games, the evaluation process is going to be really tough. The coaches are going to have their work really cut out for them this year.
What do they know, Jim, about his, like, how he is physically? Because, I mean, from everything I'm hearing, they didn't give him their own physical, did they? They're just relying on the one that was done kind of for the NFL a couple of months ago, right?
Yeah, so as far as I know, he hasn't been, you know, able to travel here and take a physical here. But I think based on that report and really his training videos, I think they're very confident that he's healthy and he's ready to go. You know, obviously it's not that big of a risk with the financial commitment. I mean, even if he gets cut, it's probably only going to be about $1 million cap hit. So, you know, it's a win-win there, but I think they're confident that this guy is healthy enough and motivated enough. And, you know, a motivated Cam Newton is a dangerous guy because he still has, you know, a lot of skill left. You know, he's 6'5", 248, he's developed more of a polished passer. I know earlier in his career, you know, the deep ball and was kind of his go-to, and he wasn't as accurate. But I think under North Turner the last couple of years in Carolina, he's polished that short to intermediate passing game better when he's been healthy. And, you know, I think that bodes well to run the Patriots scheme, which there's so many short to intermediate passes in Josh's schemes.
Is he going to be able to run?
I think so. You know, I don't think he's going to be, you know, given, you know, runs, you know, committed runs as much as he was earlier in his career. But I think he can still move the pocket, scramble by time, and run when he has to. And, you know, the Patriots have had trouble the last few years of sticking the ball in inside the five. And, you know, he's a guy that, that has been able to do that throughout his career. And I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, if he does it again.
Why did nobody else want him?
I think his price was too high. It was as simple as that. You know, with the, you know, you looked at guys like Jameis Winston, Marcus Mariota had to take, you know, smaller deals. And I don't think Cam was just ready to take a smaller deal like that for a while. You know, plus the coronavirus, you know, teams weren't going to fly guys in to work them out, take physicals. I think it just got to a point where he said, you know, hey, it's almost July. We're going to have camp soon. This is an offer to prove myself. I'm going to take it. And, you know, he's with a team that has a, you know, a two-decade-long run of winning. And, you know, what better place to try and, you know, rejuvenate your career than a solid program like this?
I know it's like kind of the hard to do off the top of your head, but we were talking about this yesterday. How many places were legitimate landing spots for him? Because if you look at the really poor teams, they've invested high picks on quarterbacks. I mean, you have Washington, but Snyder's such a piece of... What's that?
Yeah, Jacksonville would have been a logical spot for him.
Didn't they, take the kid from Oregon, though? Was that Jacksonville? No. That was the Chargers. I'm sorry. So yeah, Jacksonville. I just think Snyder's such a piece of garbage. He wouldn't admit that he made a problem with made a mistake with Haskins. Okay, so you think the pickings were slim in terms of destinations if he wanted to be a starter, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think so. I think you know it's Gardner Minshew down in Jacksonville. I think that Cam was probably could have beat him out. I think you know his relationship with Rivera in Washington would have helped out. You know, these are all places that definitely could have used at least a guy for 1 year that could have proved himself. And hey, if he proves himself, you sign him to a long-term deal. If you don't, you haven't really lost much. He gets the win out of it because he gets to sign somewhere for a longer-term deal. But those are the two spots, I think. I really didn't think that the Patriots were looking for a fifth quarterback, to be honest with you. So that move kind of surprised me. But, you know, when you analyze it and you look down, you say, you know, it makes a lot of sense because now the competition in training camp is going to really be intense. And, you know, they'll see what both guys are made of. And, you know, it's not to discount Brian Hoyer, who I think, you know, is a solid professional and could certainly come in and make some noise. But I think that if you're placing bets, it's Newton Stidham one too.
How worried are you about the receivers? Because we said this yesterday, like almost in every position, it's just a giant question mark. You don't know, you know, Edelman's obviously older. We don't know what's going on there. Mohamed Sanu, we don't know if he's going to be healed by the time the season starts. N'Keal Harry, still a question mark. Hopefully, you know, he'll be able to fulfill on his promise. All the tight ends, we don't know what's going on there. Like, how confident are you in the people that are surrounding either Cam or Jared Stidham and how they're going to be able to function?
Yeah, pretty confident. I mean, I think Edelman, you know, is still going to be a solid player. You know, he's been the best slot receiver in the league for the last decade or so. Really interested to see both guys you mentioned, Sanu, who, you know, really flashed a lot of promise last year, especially in that Ravens game when he caught 10 balls. Got hurt in Philadelphia and was really not the same guy, but he had clearly, you know, built a rapport with Brady early and fit into this offense. He's a guy that can play inside and out. He gets open quick over the middle. If he's healthy, and, you know, again, I hate to keep pointing to social media, but some of the posts he's been doing recently on Instagram would indicate that he is healthy. So that would be exciting to see. And then, you know, the tight ends are the big question mark, the two draftees. I mean, I like them both, but, you know, there's no proven track record there. So, you know, we'll see on those guys. As far as safety valves, you've got White and Burkhead, both accomplished passers out of the backfield. So those guys are going to be able to make any quarterback comfortable, whether it's Newton or Jared Stidham. But, yeah, there's a lot of question marks in the receiving core. You know, after Edelman, Sanu, and Harry, who gets the rest of those, you know, positions? It'll be a lot of competition. You know, they signed a bunch of undrafted free agents, and those guys will be in the mix. So, you know, as tough as it's going to be to make this roster, every day in camp is going to be very intense because of that competition.
Hey, Jim, just wanted to ask quickly, Christian McCaffrey had outstanding numbers in Carolina playing with Cam Newton. Could you have those same expectations or, I guess, more expectations for James White if Cam Newton is the starter?
You know, I don't know if James has the dual threat capability that McCaffrey does, but certainly, you know, he's going to be among the best receivers in the league out of the backfield. And, you know, he'd be wise to make friends with him real quick. You know, whether he can carry the ball or take the, you know, the load that Christian McCaffrey does, I don't think so. But I think they're still deep at that position. And a guy that I would think could put up not similar numbers to McCaffrey, but could have an impact like him, is Damian Harris, a guy who was just buried on the depth chart last year, through talent wise, just because there were so many guys ahead of him on the depth chart. He played a little slot receiver at Alabama, was a tailback at Alabama. I'm interested to see how big a jump he makes in his second year, and if they can use him as another one of those guys that when he's in the offense, you don't know whether you're running or passing, and that's really, you know, that's really the mystery you want.
Always a pleasure, Jim McBride. You can read him, of course, in the Boston Globe. And we always enjoy having you on. Thank you so much.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Appreciate it. There you go. Jim McBride over there from the Globe. Always enjoy his writing, his analyses on the NFL. All right. We will be back in just a matter of moments. Here are the headlines.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Nanny at 5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. If you wanted to go somewhere today, now's the time to go.
What do you mean? Oh, because the traffic's light?
Yeah, there is. I mean, come on.
Oh, okay.
I mean, are we having a discussion? I mean, I just saw a car go. And that whole time we were talking, I've seen one car.
It's going to be like that all week, I take it.
I know, it's just more time for me to jam out with my friends at the Coco de Toucher.
You have one more day left, right? Today's the last day of swinging bachelor pad, the pad de toucher.
Today is the they come back today. In all hope is that they come back today. I haven't seen my kids in three weeks, mm-hmm. 3.5 weeks.
Nice.
So they come. I mean, the bachelor life has been outstanding. I've had a lot of fun. I got so many friends that are around.
What's been your favorite thing to cook?
I have.
Are you much of a cooker?
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, I make pasta fagioli. I make home cooked meatballs.
Hey,
sure, I make healthy vegetable pita wrap. I have not cooked any food. I've not cooked anything. In fact, I don't eat. It's just when I'm alone, I don't eat. It's too much of a hassle. I don't go out. I don't eat. I watch The Flamingo Kid. which you can get for some reason on iTunes. You have to buy the DVD. Sweet Ginger Brown.
The Flamingo Kid. That is, what's the guy's name? Matt Dillon?
That is right? A Matt Dillon vehicle.
Okay, now what brought you to The Flamingo Kid?
I love The Flamingo Kid. And, okay, and right. It features a young Janet Gretzky, who is strangely barely in it, but she's the love interest. And you know, his dad is like, ah, you're too into this beach club. And he's like, but I love playing gin rummy. And then he realizes there's someone giving the big gin rummy player tells. So he ends up defeating him. And he says, sweet ginger brown, when he does that.
So that's like your... That's like your go-to comfort movie, like one that you've seen a million times and you just pop it on.
It used to be on cable, but then I was like, you know, I'd like to see the Flamingo Kid. When did I watch Flamingo Kid? I guess Sunday. So I watched on Saturday, I watched that King of Staten Island, which I didn't think was bad. And then I watched Frost vs. Nixon.
Oh, that's a good movie. That's not bad.
Yeah, it was fine. And then, you know, and then I watched Malibu Express.
Then I got a little Andy Sidaris in your life.
Yeah. And then I watched Hard Ticket to Hawaii.
You went Picasso then, Trigger.
Then I went Guns. Yeah.
Guns with, what's his
Eric
name?
Estrada. Eric Estrada. Okay. So if you don't want to know, if you don't know what Rich and I are talking about, there's the guy who used to produce Monday Night Football. He's like a trailblazing sports producer. I mean, he created the fan shot. And when he talks about the fan shot, he's like, everyone loves boobies. And so, like, the idea was they would show hot girls in the crowd, and he invented that. And say what you will, but it's something that people still do. So he produced the glory years of Monday Night Football. So he left and produced the softcore pornography.
It was basically in the heyday of HBO, and it was the movies that would come on after 10 o'clock at night.
Not on HBO, though, on Cinemax. But...
Well, Cinemax, yeah, and HBO. It was kind of like when cable TV was in its bloom. It would be like in the mid-80s.
It was a little too – and HBO was a little too classy for these movies.
You might be right about
but,
that, sure.
The best thing about Guns – because they were always nobodies in it, and, except for Adam West. Oh, no, he was in Young Lady Chatterley. But they which is outstanding that he was in that. But the great thing about the movie Guns is that he goes, I'm all in on boobs. He goes, I'm just getting chicks with massive racks. And Eric Estrada has a love scene in it. and it's just phenomenal.
All right. Well, the reason I'm so educated on the all things Andy Sidaris is that – so my wife for years worked as a television – she wasn't a censor, but she was the one who would watch the movies that would
Standards
come on
and practices, yeah.
Yeah, she would write the rating, like TVG, TVPG. She did that for Turner Network. So if it was on TNT, TBS, Cartoon Network, all those things, she was the one who decided what the rating was, and she would write it all down. And many times if they got a movie that was, you know, wasn't edited, she would write down the notes, send it to the studio, and they would come back and do bad voiceovers, and they would edit them in there. But there was one network that they owned. I don't know if it was TBS or TNT, but they bought the rights to the Andy Sidaris catalog. And I remember
Which
she
makes
said,
"No sense, because the movies are just an excuse to show." To breasts. I don't even think they show vaginas in those.
I have no idea, but I mean, this is like, I mean, you're right. I mean, it's basically the reason the movie was made.
Like, it's like back when you would sit for an hour and a half to see boobs for about 10 minutes.
Mary said it was one of the best 3 weeks that she's ever worked. Like, she would just be cackling laughing at the dialogue through the whole thing. Like, she would just randomly call me from work, and I pick up the phone, I go, hello, and I would hear this, hey, my shower's not working. What are you ladies doing?
That's Cody Abilene.
It's Cody Abilene on the houseboat from
Malibu
Express.
And you know what she was? She was horny. And she was disguising it as – she was disguising it as just, as not – as making fun of it. But in reality, she was begging for sex.
And this really bad, like, country music would start playing. And all of a sudden you hear this, anchors away.
Don't let Rich turn you off from Malibu Express. Malibu Express is a tale of Cody Abilene, who's a down-in-his-luck private eye who lives on a houseboat. Now, he's got connections. Who are his connections? Well, June Knockers.
June Knockers was his number, his number one connection.
And she drives a race car, but she's June Knockers. And so she comes out. You get to see the Knockers for about 10 seconds, and then he bangs her. But you don't get to see it.
She's a race car driver.
Yeah, but you only see her boobs for like 2 seconds. They were the most frustrating movies of all time until Guns. Uh-huh. And in Guns, he went, I'm in. And there was some girl, Pandora something, in that movie that just has gigantic boobs. And I think her love scene is with Eric Estrada, which is very uncomfortable.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it was great because when it was done being edited, the movies were like 10 minutes long. You had to take half that stuff out of it.
Yeah.
And by the way, someone just said, did your wife watch Casino before they edited it for TV? She watched some of the more famous ones. And she's, matter of fact, so like the Coen brothers, you know, obviously Fargo and like No Country for Old Men, great directors. They hated having their movies edited for TV, yeah. But they had a deal with Turner. And the deal was, our talent will come back and re-record lines if you deem that they're too offensive to air on your network. They get paid, but like people like, you know, Steve Buscemi and all the other people and Jeff Bridges have to come back and actually go into a studio and redo these lines. So they wrote down the things that they thought were offensive in The Big Lebowski when they first got the rights to it. And the Coen brothers hated having to edit it so much. They just said, we are going to overdub this with the most absurd dialogue possible. So ridiculous that you're going to look stupid playing it. So do you remember the scene in The Big Lebowski where John Goodman comes out and says, see what happens when you blank a stranger in the blank? You remember that?
Yeah.
And he starts smashing up this car and he's swearing and he's smashing up the wrong guy's car. But he keeps saying over and over, look what happens when you blank a stranger in the blank. Well, here's the edit that was sent back to Mary at the studio.
You see what happens? This is what happens, Larry. You see what happens when you find a stranger in the Alps? This is what happens. This is what happens when you feed him scrambled eggs.
When you find a stranger in the Alps, you scramble eggs, is what they had them dub it into and yell it.
Yeah. I mean, they certainly don't like that. So,
and then there was, of course, Scarface.
Where'd you get that beauty scar, tough guy? Eating pineapple?
All right, so there is a...
hey, Fred.
These sound like a great big chicken just waiting to be plucked.
And that is one of the most famous lines from bad movie history. And they changed it around.
It's a big chicken waiting to be plucked.
All right, so, Rich, I don't know. Did you see the Sports Radio's Avengers?
No.
The industry put a publication put out?
No.
They cast radio people as members of the Avengers.
Ooh.
And I have to say proudly I'm one. Would anyone care to guess what Avenger I am?
Hawkeye.
No, I somehow...
Arrow Man.
I somehow got away with... Michelle Smallone is Hawkeye. And she
Michelle Smallone?
She is in St. Louis.
Ooh, that's not an unfortunate last name to have when you're a kid. Smallone. Who smells?
Or maybe Smallmon? I don't know how to do it.
Oh.
I'm Thor.
Oh, wow. Very nice.
Yeah. I'm Thor.
They just said Fred, Thor.
No, it says, it says we've seen Thor be so much more in the MCU. Marvel Comic Universe. He is a force from another world. He is a judge of who is and isn't worthy to wield his weapon. He's also uproariously funny. How do you find that guy in sports radio? It's simple. You look to Fred Tutcher at Sports Hub in Boston. He and his partner, Rich Shirtlieb, were a breath of fresh air in Boston sports radio. And then it goes on and on about how I'm Thor.
How are you like Thor?
I just read it to you how I'm Thor.
I still don't understand.
I'm the judge of who is and isn't worthy to wield my weapon, which is the airwaves. Okay. And I'm also uproariously funny.
Oh, okay. The uproariously funny. The wielding the weapon, I'm still trying to figure out what
he's
mean,
doing a thing with the Avengers. What do you want it to be?
And he likes hammers.
What do you want it to be? Scientific?
Sure.
I mean, it's hard.
You like capes? Fred Tutcher.
Oh, shut up. Your jealousy will get you nowhere. Guess who Mike Francesa is?
Oh, who's the one that sleeps? Is there like
Sleepy McGee?
Is there like Captain Sleep? I would say that he is going to be
think outside the box.
Oh, outside the Groot, because he hardly speaks anymore.
He is Nick Fury. He's the master, Nick Fury.
But nobody likes Mike Francesa in the industry, I think. I thought, like, isn't Nick Fury like everybody's
apparently
friend?
Mike Francesa is very nice in person. Apparently that he is a nice guy. That is what I've been told by several people. People went up to him in the Super Bowl, and he was very nice to them. So be careful when you cast aspersions on these people, Rich, because you never know. Thor might come at you.
Oh, no. People are commenting, why you're like, Thor, come on, stop.
What are they saying? That I'm
They're
handsome?
Saying you're like Thor in Endgame, which you haven't seen the movie, so you don't get the reference.
You get man love?
No. Thor just kind of, he ends up like growing a big beard and becomes like a derelict.
Well, maybe. Well, I don't know why that was necessary. I was just trying to fill time by telling you I was Thor, and then now
this is what the people on Twitter are all saying.
All
right, now.
Rich,
I don't agree with them.
I mean, you know who you are. You know who you are.
Not on the list.
No. Well, they mention you.
Mm-hmm.
You know who you are. You're Captain No Fun. It's who you are. All right. We'll be right back.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs. The freshest flavors from land and sea. World-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island. Prince Edward Island, the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Matt from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. With Clear Tide, you can say goodbye to heavy lifting, missed deliveries, bottle storage, and worrying about how much bacteria might be living in your bottled cooler, and say hello to purified, endless refreshment, all for one flat monthly rate.
What are you waiting for? Visit BottleFreeBoston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's BottleFreeBoston.com, and make sure to tell Matt and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
This is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's a lot of fun, right? You're having fun.
Dutcher and Rich, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
And hey, Todd, the Sports Hub, we're Toucher and Rich. The Life of Colin Kaepernick is going to be a Netflix series. Have you seen that?
Yeah, but it's like his high school years.
Yeah, I don't understand how that's going to be interesting.
I guess he was a great, he has an interesting upbringing, but he was an incredible baseball player. And I know he had to choose between football and baseball, and I believe Nevada was the only school that gave him a football scholarship, and that's why he chose to go there.
Unless you're a Tua, why would you choose football over baseball? That seems like a complete... Because you could always go back to football.
Well, he could always go back to baseball, right, in his case?
Well, I guess not.
I mean, Drew Henson started baseball, played football.
Hackenberg is back.
And now they're playing baseball.
Yeah, Tebow's trying to play baseball. I mean, Henson... I grew up... Henson's younger than me, but which is sad. But Henson was like the guy in Michigan. He was like captain everything. He was like, I think he was, you know, the best football player in the state, the best baseball player in the state. He played, you know, he was like an all Michigan basketball player. So when he went to play for the Yankees, I remember that it was a big deal that he got $1 million bonus. I think that's what he got, and it was like the world's biggest deal that he got that the Yankees gave him $1 million. And then Henson had put a lot of pressure on Mr. Tom Brady. That battle made Brady what he is today.
By the way, speaking of that, you know, this documentary, the Colin Kaepernick thing, one documentary that's coming out that I thought was going to suck, that I saw the trailer for yesterday, and it actually looks really good, is this Greatness Code that involves Tom Brady. Remember how we were talking about the last thing the world needs right now is another documentary about how Tom Brady is just awesome and about how great he is and how he's, you know, obviously he's gone through a lot and nobody believed in him and all that stuff. We've seen a lot of that lately. But this Apple TV show that we had read about a couple of months ago called The Greatness Code, it actually looks better than that because it's not just Tom Brady. It's like five or six different people at the top of their profession.
Those aren't good documentaries.
No. It's not documentaries
about people that are successful and their only setbacks were professionally or boring.
No. This isn't about that. What they did was they picked out one singular moment that they felt that they reached the next level. And they each go
not
back.
Not interested.
Well, you see, it's interesting because the two people that I found the most interesting was, number one, they had LeBron James on there. And without even telling me, like without even hearing what he was going to say, I knew what moment it would be. Joe Murray, if you had to guess the moment that LeBron James just became an astronaut, just a guy who just wasn't
even
the
same. When they played the Pistons in the Eastern Conference Finals?
Nope.
And he took over that series like I've never seen a player take over a series.
I mean, I don't know. I watched a high school game once where he was like one of the biggest.
Yeah, they used to play the Irish.
Yeah.
Game 6 of the 2012 Eastern Conference Finals against the Celtics.
Not interested.
Well, that was his greatest game, though. I mean,
but it's not interesting unless you have a fall. Any good story, any good book, any good documentary has to have a beginning, a rise, a fall, and then it's something.
Well, his fall was the Celtics winning the championship.
Well, give me a guy who OD'd.
That was the year they won it. No, that was the year they won it.
Yeah,
no.
The other Celtics won it. LeBron took his jersey off and left.
Give me a Johnny Cash living in a cave and thinking that.
But this is LeBron James we're talking about.
But also, I don't want to see that.
This is only 30 minutes per person.
Okay, well, I have 30 minutes. I can watch Saved by the Bell. I don't need to watch some stupid thing about why LeBron is so great and when he decided to become great.
Well,
those aren't
good
documentaries.
Well, the one thing that they had that I thought was interesting was that Tom Brady, they asked him what moment did he think that he, you know, went next level. And it was kind of a shocker because it's one that I don't know anyone who would have picked this one out. He picked this random 56-10 win over the Bills in 2007. And that was the year, obviously, they went regular season, you know, the perfect season, 16-0. But, I mean, he was really good, but it wasn't like one of those that the stats, like, completely blew you away. He had 373 yards. He did have 5 touchdowns, and 3 of them were to Randy Moss. But he says that, you know, most people wouldn't consider that to be in the game that I realized that I think my game had gone to the next level. And he kind of goes through it and breaks it down why that's the reason. See, I found that interesting. Because a lot of people might have thought one of his Super Bowl wins.
Horrible, boring.
That was interesting to me.
Not in a million years. There might literally be a million documentaries I'd watch before that. I mean, that is just guys who are successful talking about how they're successful, which is a narrative. That'd be like reading a book like, hey, it's the Tom Brady Chronicles. Like, remember when I had that great time? And then you're like, Like, there has to be a narrative. If you watch a movie, like Ford versus Ferrari, and there's never any kind of conflict or any kind of there has to be a resolution. There has to be a conflict or a setback that needs to be resolved. I mean, that's just
and I
a
guess
narrative.
That with the LeBron one, there is. It's that he never got to that place where he could win a championship until that moment. Like that was the moment that from there on out they end up winning the championship.
Jimmy George Jones hiding in trees, drinking vodka. And talking to his imaginary friends.
Oh, yeah. Those things are great.
Those are what documentaries are. Documentaries aren't, that was great.
I think it's okay to have a documentary about LeBron because he was the greatest. I mean, just his trajectory of his career from high school, no college, to the NBA and what he did. I mean.
Then watch Hoop Dreams.
No, I hear you. He's just.
Imagine a place where you are never far from your next adventure. Welcome to Prince Edward Island, Canada. A destination where the breathtaking views rejuvenate the soul. Discover 700 miles of coastline with white sand beaches and red cliffs, the freshest flavors from land and sea, world-class golf, outdoor adventures, and authentic cultural experiences. Come find your island, Prince Edward Island. the official travel destination of the NHL and a proud partner of the Boston Bruins. Learn more at explorepei.com.
Is your workplace still using 5-gallon plastic jugs for your water service? Hey, it's Joe Murray. Listen up, because I'm here with Shane from Clear Tide.
Thanks, Joe. Our bottle-free water purification service gives you and your employees refreshing, purified, unlimited water on demand. Even better, we pair that with our performance guarantee and inclusive service and maintenance plan, making managing your own hydration service a thing of the past.
What are you waiting for? Visit bottlefreeboston.com to start drinking more and spending less at your office. That's bottlefreeboston.com, and make sure you tell Shane and the Clear Tide team that Joe Murray sent you.
Hi, I'm Jim Burns, sales manager from AAA Work Trucks, your local truck upfitter in Billerica. We all know your truck setup is critical to your success on the job, so choose AAA Work Trucks to upfit your vehicle. We sell and install virtually everything your commercial truck needs, from van shelving to ladder racks, lift gates, toolboxes, power inverters, and much more. Call 866-783-6222, and we'll come up with a solution that works best for you. Visit us at AAAWorkTrucks.com. That's AAAWorkTrucks.com.